Interim JEA CEO Aaron Zond wants Jacksonville residents to think differently about their relationship with the municipal utility. As the contentious public debate over selling JEA fizzles, Zond says he wants people to see themselves more as shareholders, not customers. Last month, in the heat of the public debate over privatizing JEA, a presentation to City Council highlighted how electric sales have dipped 10% and water sales 14% in the last decade. Most of the drop was blamed on more efficient technology. Proponents of a sale pointed to the lagging revenue as reason enough to privatize JEA. But after public pushback and Mayor Lenny Curry's last week promising not to ask City Council for privatization, Zond says the municipal utility has to find ways to reverse the trend.
So step one was getting back to and focusing on the core business and providing a stable environment for our team and our employees. Step two is working with the City Council members and the mayor to define a shareholder framework, and we're going to work on that with our board of directors over the next coming months.
Zond, who was selected as interim CEO in April, can't yet provide specifics, but he says the company will look at more cost-efficient ways of delivering the same level of electric and water services. Zond says an evaluation scorecard for the permanent CEO position hasn't been drafted, so he still can't say whether he'll seek the top spot. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.